Solo Stove and Whistle Pig Whiskey have joined forces to introduce Camp Stock, a limited edition wheat whiskey that's aged in barrels toasted by Solo Stove, the world's favorite fire pit. On the rocks, neat, or in a s'mores old-fashioned, Camp Stock wheat whiskey, with its notes of graham cracker, baking spices, and vanilla, is the perfect fireside drink for summer nights. Cheers to whiskey flavored by the flame and savored by the flame. Please remember to pig out responsibly. This episode of Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by L.L. Bean. Summer's all about getting outside. For quality outdoor clothing, gear, and accessories, turn to L.L. Bean, the expert for over a century. They got camp chairs, campsite organizers, blankets, coolers. Plus, get the stylish yet durable clothes you need for all types of weather, including their famous bean boots. For the best outdoor products, tips, and inspiration, visit llbean.com/Conan. Outside together since 1912.
Summer S'mores with Conan and the Chill Chumps. A six-part series with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Let's get started.
Okay, we're back in studio for the final.
This is, I like to think of this as the wrap-up.
Yeah, a debrief.
After the event, the commentators stand around and they try and bring a sense of perspective to what has happened.
They go through the plays.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Is that what you were talking? Like sports commentators?
Kind of sports or else like a political event. You need people to be able to digest it.
A military operation.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is what happened. This is how many casualties we took.
There were three.
Where did it go?
Where
did it go wrong? First of all, I commend you, Sona, on having us over to your home. Lovely house.
Thank you.
And it was nice to see in the window. Your little boys.
Yeah.
My godchildren.
Yes.
Waving at us out the window to their Uncle Coco.
They really love seeing you.
Yeah, and then they saw Matt and recoiled, which I thought was weird.
Yeah.
As if they, and they said El Diablo, which is weird. That's that's Spanish. They're not Spanish. I don't know why.
I had my goat with me. And
So anyway, but your house is beautiful.
Thank you.
I think you've done a really nice job. It was nice to see Tack.
Yeah.
And your parents were there.
They were there. They're watching, you know, helping watch the boys and stuff.
Yeah.
You only made a few Altadena jokes.
We should encourage the fans to count them.
Yeah.
And if there's over 1,000, which I think there are.
Yeah.
Then you win a Sentra.
We're giving a gift, a car?
It's not a Sentra we own. You have to go steal it. We'll point it out to you. but it was very nice to be there. And I have to say, very atmospheric.
Yeah.
One of the things that stands out to me the most, and I don't know how it's going to sound on the podcast if you're going to hear it through the mics, but those coyotes that were trapping an animal, that's one of the, I mean, I've heard that way off in the distance. I think this was happening in your kitchen.
Yeah.
We heard it so clearly.
I've edited it already.
Does it sound crazy?
And it sounds distant, but you can hear it. But the listener should know that it was so much more intense in person.
Yeah.
Even though we've done all we can to amplify it and make it sound as present as possible, it's nothing like the real
thing. It was crazy to be there, borderline psychotic.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like they were maybe 35 feet away.
Yeah.
Madness. How often do you hear that?
I would say several times a week.
But are we sure it's just not like some Altadena cult, just some human cult members?
I'm sorry, you think that they're human?
What's going on up there?
Yeah. Oh, I think coyotes are killing little critters.
Okay. What critters are they killing? Do we know?
There's so many random things around, you know? Like there's, you know, little things. I don't know.
Yeah, you're real good at identifying species. I'd love it if so.
I don't know animals.
I would love it if Sona had a nature show. Wouldn't it be great if Sona had a nature show?
I don't know what animals.
Ah, here we are in the outback, and there's something. I don't know what, that's something.
It's got ears.
And there's something else.
Yeah.
It's a furry mover.
There's three things, and two of them look to be the same thing, and then there's another thing. Nope, that's three different things. Welcome to Sona's wonderful world of things.
Sometimes there's a little dog will go out. Sometimes a little cat. Sometimes there's field mice, I think.
It felt bigger, like they had to take it down.
Like, yeah, it felt like something
a large
big.
Bunny or a raccoon or something.
It could have been a lot of bunnies, a lot of raccoons, a lot of shit.
Andy Richter's been missing.
Oh, my God. Oh, geez.
I told him to come visit us, and they found his car, but they didn't find Andy.
Oh.
And they found one of his boots.
Oh.
And they found a crudely written note in Coyote that said Andy was delicious, which should clear it up.
Well, you know,
in Coyote, by the way, yeah. I said.
In our conversation, you mentioned that next year you would host us at your house.
I will.
Do you still feel that?
I've got to get, I mean, as you know, I live in an enclave, if you will. Yeah. I'll need to get clearance from some of the biggest names in the business.
Okay.
Right.
Hal Niederman, Chaz Palminteri.
Do you mean Hal Needham and Chaz Palminteri? Who
are you? No, these are different people.
Okay, all right.
Stu Beckman. These are AAA listers, mm-hmm. meaning they all work for AAA. it's Riz Perlman. who's a real Perman's accountant. And, it's insane. I can't have.
This sounds like you're backpedaling. Do you remember also in the first episode of this summer series, you said, if anybody comes over, you go overboard with food. So we expect like a feast.
Oh yeah. Okay. I would take care of that.
Okay.
I would see to it that our sponsor provides an incredible amount of food.
So it's just going to be all whiskey?
A sponsor?
It's going to be a whiskey. And then if you can eat a solo stove.
Like, you don't want to pay for it yourself?
Bingo.
Okay.
Man.
No. I will check with, make sure that I'm not in violation of, obviously, and I can't put too fine a point on this, but I live amongst the hoi polloi, the finest royalty, Hollywood royalty, or Holly Weird.
You just keep going. It's awful. Yeah.
But I would like to host next year, and okay. I think that's something to look forward to because, I mean, we'll have some real celebrity drop-ins.
You think?
Oh, no doubt.
Riz Perlman?
Jiz Schmeckman might come by.
I'll take a pass on him if it's all the same.
He's...
Okay. Jiz Schmeckman?
Jiz Schmeckman?
Tell him we're busy.
Jiz shows whether you want him to or not.
Yeah, just put up a blacklight.
You know. But Quarrel Stein might come by. I mean, there's all kinds of... It's going to be an incredible collection of Hollywood once was and Hollywood could be. And
is Jiz a once was or a could be?
We'll
depends
see.
On what time of day.
Yeah, exactly. If Jiz has been hydrating.
You know what, guys?
I don't
like this kind of humor.
And can I tell you something else? Huh. This guy is low-hanging fruit Jones.
Yeah.
He will go after anything.
Excuse me, you began this whole series by saying
both
we're digitally servicing people with DJ blowjobs.
Yeah, but I said digital blowies.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that was 35 episodes ago. No one remembers that.
And also, that is high-hanging.
How's that high hanging?
Okay, listen.
Because I took fan service and I made it sound sexual.
Okay. Yeah.
So that is elegant comedy.
I've worked with the worst and I've worked with the best.
And
but I prefer you guys.
Italian, elegant comedy.
Italian food connoisseur hands.
It's
that makes
comedy.
It elegant.
Look it up, man. Okay.
So I say we do it at my house next year if I can clear it.
Clear it.
Well, also, you know, there's going to be a paparazzi element. They're all over me.
It's
very hard for me to go anywhere
these
days.
There's never any paparazzi.
All I do is call the paparazzi.
I know.
They always say no.
They're pass.
They're just not having
it. They don't even say no. They're like, pass.
Yeah, I wore the same thing that Bianca Censori wears. You know?
Who?
She hangs out with. What's her name?
Why do you know new people?
I think he studies new people's names just thinking, I got to stay relevant,
that's
but he doesn't know
do.
Contextually.
Bianca Censori, she's the one that's always hanging out with...
Jiz Schmeckman?
Kanye?
She hangs out with Kanye, and she's always wearing, like, nothing.
Oh, it's his new wife.
It's his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, are they married?
Yeah, they're married.
Oh.
Why do you know that?
I know everything.
You don't.
I do.
No,
I do.
You don't.
I
don't.
Do.
Okay.
I do know about culture.
Well...
I do know about culture.
I really do. We'll do it next year at my house.
Okay.
And it'll be fun. We'll have a good time. But I think we should reminisce a little more about what we just experienced before we time travel to next year.
I am a little insulted that the drinks came out so late.
That was planned.
I know it was. And I feel personally attacked because you guys had a conversation and didn't include me in it.
Have you ever been on a road trip and then there's one person who gets behind the wheel and it doesn't go well? You start picking mailboxes out of the grill. We learned then not to put you behind the wheel on the road trip. And for summer s'mores, it's fine for you to have your drinky poo, but it's got to come later or else it's just a total meltdown. And
I don't know if it's a meltdown.
The last 2 years.
I like it. And I will tell you, I wasn't involved in this conversation. I just received a dictate, basically. Oh, okay. Like, this is the way it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I like it when you drink.
Well, when we were doing summer s'mores, I was like thinking in my head, where is the alcohol? And why isn't it out here? Otherwise, it's just three dicks talking in a yard. Who cares?
Three dicks in a yard. That's a career for some people. I think we did the right thing. I think we showed a little bit of restraint, and you can't hold your liquor. You know you can't.
I cannot.
And you...
That was so defiant.
You and I've been with you for years, and we would go to all kinds of events, and you would have one glass of wine, and suddenly you were hanging from a chandelier.
Yeah.
Dressed as a pirate, and we just couldn't, you know, I just couldn't take that chance.
Okay, fine. I'm just saying that it's just, then it's, then the magic's gone.
Next year. We'll pregame a little.
Okay. Yeah. I'm down.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can pregame next year.
I will.
And I liked it. I liked it. There were some revelations. I think Blay, didn't he pull out like a medieval sword
at
one point?
He not only bought a sword, he brought it.
He bought the sword from the Renaissance fair.
He took the word bought and added an R and brought it.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you something?
And it was cool, right?
It was pretty cool.
Do you have a plan to grow up at some point? No, and I say that with great affection. You know I love you, Blade, right. But at some point, you know, what do you think? Maybe no more sword buying and it's time to...
No.
You make a good point.
Yeah, that's
Thank
a good
you.
Point.
I think swords are cool at any age. I don't know. It's cool to buy a sword. What would you say? Just question. I don't want to derail stuff, but like, what would a grown up thing that you want to see me do be?
That you be do be?
What's like, what is
about
a grown up thing?
Make a sentence.
Well,
would be the first
jazz gadding is a good start.
Thank you. What is like a grown up thing I can do to prove to
I've
you?
I've said this to you. I'd like you to wear a suit.
I've done it
occasionally.
Done
it. I know
he
you did
one.
It, but
and
I mean consistently.
And everybody thought it was weird.
I'd like you to eventually sire a large family, like 9 kids.
Well, I mean, now does that include like a donate? Can I donate sperm?
No.
Okay. Well,
and you already have, I'm sure.
Well,
it's
just,
all over the place.
But
listen, you don't have to go back to that. It's above. You guys
you
are above
brought
that.
It up.
You literally made him up.
You brought jizz into the conversation.
I didn't say that that's what his name meant.
This conversation was jizzless, and then you brought up the jizz. Yeah.
No. Are you saying jizz is a first name that's different from actual jizz?
I was not thinking about that at all.
Is
it really wasn't.
Is jizz short for something?
Yeah, Jizzamiah. It's in the Bible. Look it up.
It's in the Bible.
Jizamiah Stekman.
I want you to wear like a fedora, and I want you to sort of go home at the end of the night, and I just want you to be really uptight about work, and then have a highball to calm yourself down.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I want you to live that kind. I want you to live in the suburbs.
I'm gonna work on
no
that.
More t-shirts that say like "Who farted" and stuff. Just like I want you to be a grown up.
Okay.
You know?
I'm almost
He's
sure
wearing
I'm
a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
I'll work on it.
Yeah. I'll work
but
on
you know
it.
What, you know what I'm saying? I want you to smoke heavily and not take care of yourself.
Yes. No.
All the stuff that is the 1950s trope.
Right.
I'm gonna get
I
right
want you to
it.
Be very distant with your son. Cold, no never really hug it out.
Oh, my God.
No problem.
Okay.
I'm on it. I'm
These are all the things
down.
I want for you. I don't want you at Renaissance fairs anymore.
Thank you.
In his defense, grown-ups would hold swords in the Renaissance era. So he's just in the wrong time.
No, but grown-ups died at 30 during that era. So you would have died a long time ago.
I'm writing these things down, and I'm going to get working on them.
Yeah.
It is a cool sword.
Thank you very much.
I want you to, you know, drive like a rambler. You know, like a Nash Rambler or something.
I do drive a Jeep Wrangler with the license plate Jock Jams.
Okay, I know, but that's not growing up.
Okay, well, okay. We're not helping.
It's so
I want your vanity plate to say put upon. And I want you to just be bent over in your car, and I want you to be moving figures around all day on a big ledger. Yeah. And then you go home and... You know, you're just you hate your home life and you hate your work life. That's what I want for you. That's called being an adult.
Get a 401k for Christ's sake.
Let's blame more Willie Loman.
Exactly.
There you go.
Hey, nice. You said something that relates to a book.
Nice. I
Let's
know.
Pop the champagne.
You
they said
the
it wouldn't happen. Wow. The meteor just passed the sun.
What a dick. What a dick.
No, I mean, something that exists and you have to have read and then you remembered it and you said it. And it was apt.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Confetti comes down. It's like the 10,000th customer.
And when she did it,
bang!
There was a look in her eyes like, you gonna go for this?
Is it gonna work?
Is this gonna take?
Oh, my God.
That was great.
Right,
you don't
good.
Mean the DJ, Willie Loman.
DJ Willie Noel Loman.
He plays, no.
He plays the encore in Vegas on Sundays.
Oh, no.
DJ Willie Loman.
Oh, no? Man. I knew it wasn't the right Willie Loman.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, Blay, work on that. But I don't want to put you down in any way.
What?
You know, you love...
You don't want to put him what? Down in any way.
No, what? I just think you should...
You just criticized his whole life.
Every ounce of it.
Every ounce of his life.
Oh, that's not true. I like your sister. She's very nice. She does a great job.
I don't want to put you down in any way.
L.L. Bean makes getting outside more comfortable. And that's because they believe everyone deserves time with nature. Mm. It doesn't need to be epic. Looking at the stars or walking the dog are great outdoor activities. You know, on a chilly night, L.L. Bean's puffer blankets can do it all.
That's nice.
They're incredible. Light, warm, packable, versatile. Plus, it snaps at the top to let you wear it like a cape.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. But of course, summer days get inevitably hot. So get L.L. Bean's Adventure Tote Cooler.
Oh.
It's tough, soft-sided cooler, has compact design features, impressive capacity, holds up to 36 12-ounce cans with 5 pounds of ice. You know, I love those L.L. Bean chairs.
Yeah, those were great.
Have a nice seat anywhere. You feel like the king of your own realm.
It was a whole L.L. Bean setup, too. Yeah. We had the chairs, and then they sent me a sweater that was really nice, and those bean boots.
You know what? And you look nice in those things, too. I like it when you dress well.
Oh.
Thank you, L.L. Bean.
Not a weird thing to say at all.
L.L. Bean, it'll class Sona up anytime. For the best outdoor products, tips, and inspiration, visit llbean.com/Conan. Outside together since 1912. Enjoy all the versatility of a fire pit without the smoke. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And that messy cleanup. How do you do it? Solo Stove. The stainless steel construction of Solo Stove fire pits is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently, resulting in a smokeless fire. Solo Stove fire pits are easy to light, portable, come in a variety of sizes and colors, and have a lifetime warranty. That's why it's the world's favorite smokeless fire pit.
Yeah.
I kind of wish we were all sitting around a smokeless fire instead of being stuck in this stuffy studio right now.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to light a smokeless fire in here. It's kind of a contained environment. No. For the outdoors, that's the idea. Head to solostove.com and use promo code CONAN20 to get $20 off your order of $200 or more. For some serious big pig energy, check out Whistle Pig, the leading independent craft whiskey brand. You heard what I said. They make some seriously well-crafted rye, bourbon, even wheat whiskeys. Clearly have a ton of fun doing it, like naming the whiskeys after the pigs of their Vermont farm distillery. Isn't that a cool idea?
I like that.
Hey, pig, what's your name? We're going to put it on some whiskey. Whistle Pig's high rye and bold bourbon whiskeys push the boundaries of flavors. Whether you like it spicy or sweet, Whistle Pig has the best whiskey for your maple old fashioned. Cheers to the pig! Oh, I've lost my mind. They sent us some whiskey. Can they send a pig too? Find Whistle Pig Whiskey at shop.whistlepigwhiskey.com or at your local bar or liquor store. Please remember to always pig out responsibly. What was it? There was one point where it got really crazy where you and I were fighting. We were arguing about something about
comedy left.
Points.
I don't know, but
Matt
it was
left,
so stupid.
But you and I couldn't let it go.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of the early days when you were first working for me. And we're like, there's lots of stuff to do. I had a late night show to do. And we would get into these bullshit arguments.
Yeah.
And each one would say last word. And then we'd go like, nope, last word. And we couldn't let it go.
Yeah.
And it actually sometimes stalled the start of a late night show.
It was a lot of like, okay, well, I won. And then it just became, it was so stupid. And it took me back to when me and Danny used to fight. My brother and I used to fight. And we were like 12 and
so
we didn't do that.
I'm like your older brother.
Yes.
Danny, who I admire, by the way. I admire
don't
that fellow.
Don't admire Danny.
He's cool.
I don't like that. I know why you admire him and I don't like it.
He's cool. He's a cool guy. He was a jock.
He is a cool guy.
And,
he was
good looking.
Yeah, he was like the cool guy in school and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I was never that. So I look up to him.
Okay.
You know? I was the kid they tied.
Hey, Danny, what's
I was
going
the
on?
Kid they taped with masking tape to the flagpole upside down.
Pantsless.
Pantsless.
Did it have anything to do with you oddly rubbing your elbow in some strange
way? I'm slightly sunburned there.
Okay.
No, no. That, right. Just say, if I start rubbing my own body, that's my business. No, I went on a bike ride. And you know what? I put, this is apropos of absolutely nothing, but I'm pretty good at putting on sunscreen. And I think I put it on, I was talking to my wife and some friends that were visiting. And then I just forgot to do the upper part of this arm. And I got back from the, you know, and
look,
it's just like,
and it's this like is, a Neapolitan ice cream.
It is. I could take a bite and it's got the little freckles. You just want to bite it. Yum, 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 yum.
That
yum.
Reminds me, you were not feeling well during these summer s'mores.
That's right.
You were sick.
You're feeling better now.
Right? I did. I had a, I was traveling for work and somewhere running around, not sleeping enough. And I got a chest cold. And it was just in my chest and would not go. And
but
I
now
I
you'll it. Admit it. You wouldn't admit it on the
yeah.
sessions.
Yeah, you kept saying I was sick and I'm getting better now. And you were just sick for a while.
Yeah, but what I meant was, because my father drilled this into us, is I had already had it for about a week and a half. So I knew that I wasn't contagious.
But you were sick.
Yeah, I didn't feel good. I was coughing a lot. Didn't sound great.
No.
And
you were sick for a while, like a long time.
Well, you know... I don't like to brag, but yeah.
It's a real accomplishment. Yeah, how do you do it?
Well, you know, man. Just immune system kind of fails.
You
lets
are
you down.
So cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. No, I just got tired and then I got sick and, you know, that's how I used to come on to ladies back in the day.
That's cool.
I'd talk about how my immune system failed me.
Yeah.
And I got sick and then I was sick for a while. Oh, really? Oh.
Panty dropper. Yeah.
What's that?
I said you came and talked about your immune system. It was a panty dropper.
That's
like
the phrase?
No. The girls dropped their panties.
You mean
they
a
were
panty
like,
razor.
Panty razor. No, yeah.
Panty constructor.
Yeah.
So what? I had a little bit of a cough, a little bit of a hoarse voice, but I recovered and I'm in fine fettle now.
Yeah. Congrats.
Thanks. Now, I know that what you would have done, which is anytime I used to come in and I wasn't feeling well, Sona would say garlic.
Yeah.
And I learned from you that's absolutely true. Eat whole garlic. I do that. And you can feel it. Like it's like lightning coming out of your pores.
Are you doing a bit?
No.
You've actually tried it?
Yeah.
It is. It works.
It works.
Yes. Everything we need is in the earth.
Oh, boy. Well, Altadena, here we come.
No, that's not true.
There's so much stuff we need that's not in the earth.
If you have a very simple cold, all I do is I do actually eat garlic and then I drink lots of tea with lemon and honey. Mm-hmm. And that's all I do.
Yep.
And she works every time.
She.
Yeah.
Garlic.
Mother Nature.
Oh, Mother Nature.
Okay. Yeah. I see. Yeah. Okay.
But you're welcome. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for mentioning that garlic can be helpful.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Something that wasn't known. Well, I'm glad. Listen. It brought us closer together or it drove us further apart.
Yeah.
I think the latter.
Yeah.
I don't think we learned much. And I don't know, it's up to the fans.
We
learned
a new story about you that you had to vamp as Uncle Sam as a young man for a summer camp. And that is one of the times I can count on one hand when I've had sympathy for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had some tough times.
That sounded rough.
It sounded very rough. Yeah. Yeah. I was, man, I wish the coyotes had set upon me as Uncle Sam and torn me apart. That was a rough one. It's a moment where sometimes you're out there and you're in the night and you start to, your guard comes down a little bit and you start to talk and you start to get to know each other a little better. And you'd think after all this time, how could I get to know Son of Obsession or Matt Gourley a little better?
Mm-hmm.
And why would I want to?
Right.
Oh.
But
right.
Then you're in that situation and you do. It's an onion. It's a perpetual onion. There's more and more layers.
We went through a lot. There was the rending of an animal's body by other wild animals, and it was traumatic. And so,
You know what would have made it us open up even more is alcohol early on the series.
Like, well, maybe a little gummy for you next time.
I will gummy it up.
We
gummy
talked
up.
About that. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe
if you would, if you'll gummy it up with me, will you gummy it up?
I don't
with
know
me?
If I would. Okay. That's not my thing. All it's right. not my
I
thing.
I have to be. I have to think for the show.
Yeah.
I have to.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm over.
Couldn't you take schedule the next day off so you had a buffer, and then the three of us we take a gummy and just a little bit because I wouldn't go deep either, but we could do that and just see where see what happens.
It'll be a giggle fest.
Yeah.
We'd have a real good time.
You know, some laughs for the first time, huh?
Yeah. Think about...
All manufactured from a drug. Okay. Well, what could be the problem?
We're just high.
No, I'm sorry. I'm a professional and I have to uphold certain standards. And also, I think there are a lot of young people that look up to me.
I don't think this podcast has any standards.
And it's not illegal.
Yeah. And no young people look up to me. all right. We'll talk about it. I'm not saying definitely yes right now, but we'll talk about it.
Okay.
But listen, I want to say... Thank you. Thank you to Sona for having us over.
Thank you,
Matt,
nice.
For, of course, always, you know, being the camp counselor and making sure that everything runs smoothly. And
that drink.
And I'd like to thank myself for, you know, lending whatever it is I bring to the table, which some would say is
hard to quantify.
Well, it's really like 98%.
Also, thank Jiz Steckman.
You know, Steckman is a good man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's partner of the firm Steckman & Steckman.
Not related.
Yeah, that's true.
Jizz and jizz.
Jizz and jizzier.
Jizz and jizzier.
That's incredible. You guys, you always aim for the stars. Reach for the stars, and if you fall, you still...
You introduced him. He's
I
your friend.
I did not say
you
that it was related to semen in any way.
All people hear the word jizz and don't think about semen.
There are other ways. I told you. There's lots of jizz.
In what way have you ever heard jizz where it's not talking about
it's
semen?
It's the type of music that the aliens play in the cantina in Star Wars.
It's not jazz. It's jizz.
Is there, it's not jizz.
It is, truly. It is.
Who says, hey, this is great jizz?
No, it's in the lore.
Yeah, it's in the lore.
It's in the lore.
No,
it's called Jizz-Whalen.
Yeah.
Who says, no one says it?
Not no, in the
you
movies.
You just have to be a real Star Wars dork to know that?
I don't know. I wouldn't know. Someone told me. I didn't ask for it. I didn't seek it out. I swear.
Oh, no. I think someone made that up.
It's like the smallest sail, I think, on a schooner is the jizz. So
that is not true.
It is, yeah, yeah.
There are no other times
hoist
people
the
use
jizz.
The word jizz.
It's true. Hoist the jizz. We're coming in. We're heartily... All right, I'm going to call it. You guys are the worst.
Oh.
And
God
bless us, everyone. Bye.
Summer S'mores with Conan O'Brien, Sona Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Liao, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Theme song by The White Stripes. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Take it away, Jimmy. Our supervising producer is Aaron Blair, and our associate talent producer is Jennifer Samples. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Additional production support by Mars Melnick. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review read on a future episode. Got a question for Conan? Call the Team Coco hotline at 669-587-2847 and leave a message. It, too, could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production. In association with Earwolf.